From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Yemen bombing kills at least 45. Islamic State terrorists have claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings outside an army recruiting center in Yemen's southern city of Aden on Monday that killed at least 45 people and wounded many others. Most of the victims were army recruits. IS said in an online statement that one of its militants targeted apostate soldiers waiting outside of an army recruitment center with an explosive belt. It was Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang who unexpectedly broke the news at a joint press conference with U.S. President Barack Obama in Hanoi after their bilateral talks. He said the U.S. is lifting its long-standing weapons ban on Vietnam. VOA's White House correspondent Cindy Sain is with President in Hanoi.
No, that's right. It was Vietnamese President Quang who unexpectedly broke the news. He first started talking about other things and then said, you know, that the two countries really want to strengthen their cooperation and want in both in substance and in depth to boost their ties. And then he said that the U.S. is lifting the 50-year-old arms embargo completely.
When it was his turn, President Obama confirmed the news.
The United States is fully lifting the ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam that has been in place for some 50 years. As with all our defense partners, sales will need to still meet strict requirements, including those related to human rights. But this change will ensure that Vietnam has access to the equipment it needs to defend itself and removes a lingering vestige of the Cold War.
President Obama said that after more than two decades of normalized relations, ties have reached a new moment. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces have launched a major offensive to retake Fallujah, ending a months-long siege of the city. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said Iraqi forces were approaching a moment of great victory. Appearing on Iraqi TV, he said, "I'd like to announce to the Iraqi people that the Iraqi flag will be hoisted over Fallujah. We will tear up the black banners of strangers who usurped this city. The time to liberate Fallujah is ripe. Iraqi forces are approaching a moment of decisive victory. There's no other way for Daesh militants other than to flee. We are determined to achieve victory." Now, Fallujah was the first city in Iraq to fall to Islamic State militants in January of 2014, and the group is well entrenched. President Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that has continued to plot against and unleash attacks on the American and coalition forces. Afghan intelligence agency confirmed Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. A visit by a top U.S. military commander to northeast Syria to confer with Kurdish commanders and to plot the next stage in the battle against Islamic State group has provoked the anger of Syrian rebel commanders who accuse the Obama administration of giving up on the Syrian revolution. The warning came in the wake of an unannounced 11-hour trip to Kurdish-controlled northern Syria on Saturday by General Joseph Votel. He's the commander of U.S. Central Command. Votel told Pentagon correspondents who accompanied him that the U.S. had to work with the allies it has on the ground against ISIS and that the defeat of the jihadist group remains for Washington the clear military priority, not the ouster of President Bashar al-Assad. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has warned the media against speculating about what brought down Egypt Air Flight 804, killing all 66 people on board. The Airbus A320 crashed in the Mediterranean Sea on its way to Cairo from Paris early Thursday. Investigators said smoke was detected in the cabin minutes before the plane crashed, but aviation analyst Scott Hamilton of Seattle-based Liam Company tells VOA that it remains inconclusive as to a possible cause of the crash.
We don't have enough information to draw any conclusions whatsoever. The reports also indicated there was smoke in the electronics bay in the forward lavatory, but that's all we know. We don't know if there was open fire. We don't know how extensive the smoke was. We don't know if the smoke was incapacitating. We just can't draw any conclusions at this point.
Egypt's aviation minister has said a terrorist attack is a more likely cause for the crash than technical failure. There's been no terrorist claim of involvement in the air tragedy. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.